My name is Pat Sachs. I'm owner of The Camera Works in Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm a resident of the city of Pawtucket.
Pat, let's go back to the beginning of this contest, the concept, whose idea it was, and how it developed.
I've been in business now for about 30 years, and in my store in Providence, professional photographers would come in and they would buy products and they would get their film developed. I started to go to some of the Providence schools just doing basic photography classes, and what I would start doing is taking those professional photographers with me. The opportunity came one day when the arts were starting to percolate in Pawtucket. I reached out to Chris Colson, who at the time was a teacher at Gulf Junior High. He invited me to his classroom, brought Providence Journal photographer Omar Bradley with me. Funding was very limited, but we were able to afford to do one classroom, and it started with disposable film cameras. The kids were given the responsibility of taking a camera home, given an assignment like a professional photographer. We worked with them critiquing those photos that they took. This was simultaneous with the city of Pawtucket, because at that point we had introduced their first photo contest as part of what was called Convergence. It was the beginning of the arts festival and all the arts festivals starting in the state. Back in, I think, 1999, 2000, it was the largest event. You know, hundreds of people came out to participate in a photo contest. So having gone to, you know, work with students and doing this photo contest, we combined them. And we've been doing this now for 17 years.
How many kids are involved in this?
This past year, 2015, was an especially important year. I met with Patty DiCenzo. She was the new school superintendent. And she says, you know, I don't want you to go to just a couple of classrooms. She says, I want you to go to every fifth grade classroom. And so this was a big challenge for us because it was over 700 kids. You know, I'm used to dealing with maybe 300 kids. We went to 10 public schools in the city of Pawtucket. We give some instruction. We distribute the cameras, get the film developed the old-fashioned way. I mean, the day finally came that you were no longer just explaining that you're being given a camera. Now you have to explain what the camera is, that they're actually going to be shooting on this with this plastic box, and images are going to be put on plastic, and then they're going to get this plastic back with paper images of what they've taken. So
you must get a lot of blank stares when you first bring that up in class.
Yeah, we do. And after we get past that, I mean, then it becomes fun. There is no wrong answer. You are not going to fail. But we're asking you to go in your neighborhood in Pawtucket and tell a story. And that's exactly what they do. And I think it's been especially important for the kids because it's not just giving them or explaining to them a new art form, but you're getting kids out into their neighborhoods and asking them to take a good look in their community and to get involved.
Now, we're going to meet the winner of the Mayor's Prize in just a bit. Can you mention some of the other winners as well?
First place went to another student, Sophia Souza from Potter Burns. And then we had second place winner was to David Lee Black from Wrentham, Massachusetts.
So now let's welcome the Mayor's Choice winner for the Pawtucket Photo Contest.
My name's Sabrina Angulo. I go to Gulf Junior High Middle School, and I'm in the sixth grade.
Well, Sabrina, why don't you tell me about your experience in photography before this contest came about?
I never really had experience because I never really used a disposable camera before.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I liked using something different to take pictures.
You were given the camera, and what did they tell you to do with it?
They told us to take it home and walk around and take pictures of Pawtucket.
What are some of the things that you did take pictures of? Do you remember?
Yeah, I took pictures of the pier and the Exchange Street Bridge, and then I took pictures of my baseball field.
And the one that you ended up picking was of the Exchange Street Bridge.
Yeah.
And how did you go about getting that picture?
Well, we walked around Pawtucket, and, we went to look at the river, and then I liked that place because it had a ton of things that people would recognize, the river and the bridge and the school.
It's really nicely composed. You've got a nice concrete wall in the middle of the picture that sort of leads your eye down the river. Were you thinking any of that when you took it?
No, not really.
You just liked the way it looked and you snapped it.
Yeah, basically.
Well, the mayor seemed to think it was good and gave you the award, the mayor's award. And what came with that?
The prize money for $100.
And you're on the front of the 2016 Pawtucket calendar too, right?
Yeah.
Is that a good feeling?
Yeah, it's cool because like everyone wants like a calendar now that I know.
Well, you're famous.
Yeah.
Sabrina Angulo of Pawtucket, congratulations. And thanks also to Pat Zaks of Camera Works. Thanks for talking to me, Pat.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.